Welcome to Inside the Huddle. Here we are on a Saturday morning, brought to you by Susan Casper State Farm Insurance in Frankfort. I'm Kevin Keith. We've got a full show for you. We were having some technical difficulties. We got all of that squared away for you on this Saturday morning. As a result, we'll be able to bring you a full hour of Inside the Huddle this morning here on WILO. Throughout the hour, we'll have Clinton Prairie football with Scott Haynes and Kurt Slicker. Also, John Eason later this hour with the Frankfort Little League Baseball. Jamie Blacker and myself had a chance to talk to them yesterday. We've got Don Stock live in the studio this morning, and Don is going to start things off with Coach Helmick with Clinton Central Girls Softball. Some action for the girls. We've got the coach and Don this morning. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Coach. How are you today?
Good, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for hanging in there with us as get everything taken care of. But let's talk a little bit about the softball team out at Clinton Central. You're 9-6, 3-2 in the conference. How you feeling about things right now?
I thought we had some of the technical difficulties taken care of. Let's try to call him again.
I'm going to talk a little bit about...
Okay, thank you.
The Clinton Central had their winter banquet, sports banquet, and each year the athletic department presents an outstanding male and female senior athletic award. And these awards are known as the Wilbur T. Rule Award, who was a dedicated administrator, teacher, and coach for over 43 and a half years in the Clinton Central community. During his tenure, Mr. Rule took great pride in not only team accomplishments, but in individuals who received honors as outstanding athletes. It was Mr. Rule's belief that athletes should be good students as well as model citizens. Mr. Rule's philosophy was a guide that picked up the following criteria in academics. The student must have a GPA of 2.7 high or higher at the end of the third 9 weeks of their senior year. The athlete must participate in two sports during his or her senior year and earn at least 3 varsity letters. And for citizenship, the recipient must be actively involved in non-athletic extracurricular activities and non-school club organizations. So this year, the winners for the Wilbur T. Rule as female went to Kendall Davison, and for the guys, it went to Kyle Pickard. And two great individuals, well-honored and well-deserved to pick up that award, and we're happy for them. We just wanted to make sure that everybody else knew that these two kids are doing well, and both academically and athletically.
All right, we do have Coach Helmick back on the line. Yeah, we do. He's in a pig barn this morning. Making it a little tough for us.
That's a good place to be, I guess, this morning.
Oh, yeah.
sounds like you're having a good time.
Well, I'm almost to the house where you won't hear all this wind, but I don't know what you heard, but I think as a team, we feel we should be 12-3. We feel like we let 3 get away, and there was 3 we just didn't. In the end, it wouldn't matter. We couldn't have won 3 games right now.
Well, let's talk about some of your leadership here as Miss Whiteman, Miss Serber, and I'm going down the stats here, seem to be leading your squad in the ability to put the ball in play.
Maybe. Yeah, just totally.
Totally. Space that. Well, he told me that if he's in the pig barn, it'll automatically cut us off because it's a metal barn.
Uh-huh.
But he said he was going to try to walk up to the house where he didn't have to contend with the wind. So
it's been one of those mornings.
Let's see if we can grab him back here. Coach, is that you?
Yeah, I think I got it fixed now. It takes a while for my Wi-Fi to pick up. I'm just in the middle of nowhere, I guess.
Well, thank you for your time.
Yeah, I apologize for all the issues.
No problem. No problem. So let's talk a little bit about your leadership, what looks to be on the softball team, in Miss Serber and Miss Whiteman, who seem to be stroking the ball pretty well right now.
Yeah, you know, and the good thing is they're sophomores, so we'll see them for a few more years. You know, Landry's worked in the off season. I mean, she didn't play basketball, which – you know, I haven't seen her play basketball, but I heard good things about that, so I was kind of disappointed. But, you know, you look at her on the softball field, and you you can see that the time off done her some good. Now we're going to try to twist her arm and get her back onto the court. But, you know, Serber's been hitting the ball well. She goes and has a hitting coach she sees every once in a while, and you know, she plays pretty much year-round softball. You know, Royer was a few weeks ago was up for Player of the Week. She had, I think 14 home runs in a week and a half.
Wow.
You know, Davison's stats aren't quite where you would look at as, hey, she's really playing well, but the leadership, and we moved her. I think she's played everywhere. She's now in center field, and you know, I don't know how all conference and all that stuff works, but I feel like she's the best center fielder in the conference, just some of the plays she makes and stuff. But, you know, just her overall leadership, her, you know, ability to be, or at least fake happiness when she's not, is just a good, you know, role model for the younger kids. And she's been, you know, good with the younger kids as far as, you know, a positive role model in that aspect too. I mean, you know, and when it all started, I wasn't sure, you know, if it would be a positive or negative with me doing two sports, and I've done it before, and I'm just so grateful that they give me the opportunity. I have met some great kids at, because I teach in the elementary school, and, you know, we've got some kids, a Keeley Click, a Morgan Newton, that, you know, I would have never met, and there's just a bunch of great kids that this has given me an opportunity to grow some relationships with and you know, get to know them in a different aspect, and some of them, get to know him.
Yeah, you know, Coach, when we were talking in basketball season, I always felt like a team will take on the attitude of the coaches. And in your case, you come in basketball, a new program, maybe kids either not quite understanding what you want to get done or maybe don't care to know, but the ability to adjust yourself to not just necessarily the style of the girls, but the ability to feed them enough information that they become players and get on the team pretty quickly, I think says a lot for yourself. And just listening to this conversation, softball seems to be the same boat.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I appreciate that, but it's just really that there's just a bunch of great kids here that you know, maybe we don't have the I won't say we don't have, but, you know, when you look statewide, maybe we just don't have the kids that stick out, but we have the kids that are going to work hard and, you know, they'll run through the wall if you ask them to. And, you know, again, just as in basketball, just as in the elementary school, the whole community, they've accepted me. I mean, my first experience with Clinton Central was when my nephew played football here, and that was in 2012. So I didn't even know Clinton Central existed. So, you know, I'm definitely a transient coming in, and they've opened their arms to me, which has made things easy for me. And you know, the girls have got to know me, and you know, we've been able to somewhat gel, and we think we got things going in the right direction. Yep. You know, we got beat by Rossville 11-6. County tournament, you know, we beat a Frankfort team that on paper we probably shouldn't have beat, but the girls hung in there. They got down 2-0, came back, won the game in the top of the seventh, and then we, you know, an hour later we're playing Rossville, who you could go into that game with the, you know, negative attitude. Well, they beat us. They struck us out 23 times. We, you know, we don't have a chance, but the girls really played well, and, you know, we closed that gap, and hopefully that's, you know, enough to give us a shot if we would see him again. You know, the girls are looking forward to playing Rossville, but we still got South Newton before them.
Well, let's talk a little bit about in softball. You can ride the arm of one pitcher. That looks to be Miss Whiteman, who seems to be doing a lot of good things for you. She's 7-3 with an ERA of 3.10. That's not bad for in baseball, not bad in softball either.
Yeah, she's, you know, we've been able to throw Keeley Click a little bit here and there to give her arm some breaks. Bryn Ross has thrown a little bit, but you're right, for the majority of the innings, Landry's pitched, and you know, she showed her toughness, I guess, for lack of a better term, in the county tournament. It was the fourth batter of the game, hits a line drive and bounces off of her thigh. And I mean, everybody in Rossville heard it. You know, and she held it together. I got out there and we kind of, you know, talked a little bit, and then she kind of teared up a little bit. But, you know, I asked her, I said, hey, I can take you out. It doesn't matter. And, you know, she said, no, I'm going to finish this. And she went on to pitch a great game, but, you know, it's technically her second year of pitching. You know, she was an eighth grader when we had the whole COVID thing, and then as a freshman she pitched but had never really had a lot of lessons. So, you know, she's got a definite promising high roof there where, you know, she's got some improvements still to make, but where she's at now and where she could go is just, you know, it's just great, and just her attitude overall. I mean, that's one of those kids that, you know, I'd never really got to know, and she's so much fun to be around. You can cut up with her. She'll give it back to you. You know, she's just a great kid. You know, they're all great kids, but she's someone that, you know, fortunately they don't have the pitching rules in high school softball yet. But we're going to try. We got six games next week, so we're going to try to find some games to give her a break. And you know, the one week where there's no rain predicted, we've got six games, so we'll run that arm as much as she can. But you know, the problem with her is you'll go and ask her, hey, is your arm okay? Are you okay to go? And even if she's not, she's going to say she is. So, you know, we got to kind of watch that a little bit. But yeah, she's done a great job. And you know, the thing behind that though, if you look, she's not had a lot of strikeouts. I think she's probably averaging six or seven strikeouts a game. We've had very few. We've not been run ruled. We've only run ruled a few teams. So for the most part, she's pitched seven innings a game and averaging six strikeouts. You know, that means that defense has to make 15 outs, and, you know, the defense is doing that. So, you know, defensively, we're Landry lets them put the ball in play, and then the rest of them take care of backing Landry up.
So you're marching into the sectionals, so probably about, what, 2 weeks away with all your games being played this week?
Yeah, we play March 24th, or March. We play May 24th, and we play the second game, South Newton at Rossville.
So it's at Rossville, not a bad ride there.
We've got nine games left.
Mm-hmm. So how do you feel going into the tournament? I mean, you got to feel pretty good about yourself as a seems like you've got a team that's more than capable of getting out of there.
Yeah, I mean we've got some things to work on. We gotta work on some small ball stuff, offensively and defensively. You know, and the bottom line is we just got to do a better job. You know, the first game, I can't remember her name, but the pitcher there at Rossville, she struck out Layton. She struck out 23. They had a couple errors on the catcher. Most of our runs that night were on airs. Well, most of theirs was on airs too. It was just an air ball game. But you know, in the county tournament, we put the ball in play better. We only struck out 14 times, which still isn't good, but we showed improvements. And you know, we had some opportunities late in the game to score, but it just didn't work out for us. We either didn't lay a bunt down, or we had a called third strike. So if we can fix those things and play defense like we did, and Landry hit her spots, you know, we do have a shot. You know, we know, and we like the old, sports saying that it's hard to beat a team three times. Well, yeah. Hopefully that's what Rossville thinks too, because they're going to have to beat us a third time. And that's all assuming if, you know, we still got to beat South Newton, who's not a cupcake.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you joining us this morning, taking your time away from your work to get on with us and putting up with us not being able to get on in a timely manner. We'll try to keep track of how you're doing and in the tournament and to get you back here on the air so we can finish up girls softball or talk about how you're getting ready to move on.
Sounds good. We've got senior night, so anybody listening, we're going to do that on Tuesday night, represent Bryn Ross and Kendall Davison. And other than that, we've got a busy week and appreciate the time you give us.
Very good, Coach. Thanks. We've been speaking with Don Hemlick, the head softball coach for the Lady Bulldogs at Clinton Central. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica, Jerry Newman. Does State Farm offer more discounts to more drivers?
Yep, like the Good Driver discount.
So it's for good, but not great drivers.
No, Jerry. There's also the multi-line discount.
For calling from multiple lines while driving.
You should never use a phone while driving.
I only make calls from my car when I'm stuck in a ditch or something.
Are you in a ditch?
Yes, I am.
State Farm offers more discounts to more drivers than any other insurance company. Get to a better state.
Give me a call. Your good neighbor State Farm agent, Susan Casper, at 659-5678.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it, right at your fingertips. We have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and HoosierLandTV.com archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representatives. Find out what the buzz is all about. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
Big deals. 1, 2, 3. Oh, hi, Jenny here. Just counting all the dollars I saved at my local Big Deals online store. What? You haven't saved yet? Get on it. You'll love the great selection of gift certificates at discount prices. They make great gifts, too. And you can shop right from your phone. Nothing satisfies like counting all those savings. Now let me get back to it. 6, 7, 8.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Inside the Huddle. Saturday morning, we got a late start, had some technical difficulties at 9 o'clock, so we started the program around 9:30. Special thanks to Susan Casper State Farm Insurance in Frankfort for making the program possible. Special thanks, too, to Ben Martin, the Clinton Prairie track coach for boys and girls. We just talked with trying to get a hold of him this morning still. And a special thanks to Don Helmick, the Clinton Central girls softball coach, who just sat down here and spoke with Don live. So next we're going to bring you a conversation with Jamie Blacker and Coach John Eason, recorded yesterday morning. This is talking about Frankfort Little League coach. It runs about 7 minutes for you. And we'll have that program, that interview with you right now. Right now, we do have John Eason on the phone. John, you got Kevin and Jamie and Melissa Miller here. You're the Frankfort Little League baseball coach. Thanks for the phone call this morning.
Yes, sir. Not a problem.
Good morning, Mr. Eason. How are you?
Not bad. And yourself?
Hey, I appreciate you answering my phone call there earlier, but we had a story on Clinton County Daily News about Frankfort's Little League opening day last weekend, and I think there's a lot of great information in there. Can you tell us a little bit of what happened last Saturday here in town?
Yes. Well, due to COVID, we haven't had the numbers and the people coming out as much. So this year, we just wanted to do an opening day like there has been in the past, where we had a parade. Frankfort Police, Frankfort Fire were there. The mayor was there for the first pitch. We invited Kona Ice. Luckily, the weather held out pretty well. I don't know the exact numbers, but I think we probably had like 500 or so people there.
Wow, that's a good number. That's awesome to hear.
Can you talk
a little bit about, you know, you and I have talked in the past, and, you know, how you're trying to, you know, revive the program and, maybe that's not the right word, but to move it to, you know, higher expectations. And one of the things you and I talked about was including T-ball and making, you know, that's the future of your program. Can you talk a little bit about what you're doing with T-ball this year and including them and then bringing in nostalgia of the elementary schools?
Yes, sir. We actually asked for a donation from the Eagles, the Frankfort Eagles, and they donated two pitching machines to us because the other counties, T-ball leagues, they all do pitching machines. And coming from T-ball to 8U and seeing the pitching machine for the first time is sometimes a little bit scary for the kids. So kudos to the Frankfort Eagles for donating those to us. And with a lot of the parents now, their elementary schools are demolished or gone, and we didn't want to forget about those schools. So we introduced the Woodside Woodchucks, Southside Archers, the Kiger Cats, and the Riley Poets. And then next year,
and the Lincoln Abes, right?
Yep, and next year, if we have the Lincoln A's, we'll have that team as well.
Okay. That's pretty awesome.
Did you get a lot of good feedback on that? And then I think you added another part of that the community can get involved to help raise the money with those buying T-shirts.
Yes, sir. If you go onto the SGR Designs, she's out of Michigan town, and she's giving $5 back to the league for every purchase. And I believe the last time she told me, she had over 300 orders.
Wow, that's great to hear, because that's just more money for your organization. Can you talk a little bit about the sponsorship and where you're at and how the community is really supporting Frankfort baseball?
Yes, sir. The Eagles are huge. They give to us, and all the signs out at the ballpark, every sign out there, they pay $200 every year to keep those signs up. And Encompass is huge, and all the sponsors you see on the uniforms, they pay every year for those sponsorships as well.
Hey, Coach, how is it too late to get a kid interested signed up if they are interested?
Yeah, yes, we closed in March.
Okay,
March 15th was the closing day. I've extended it a couple times. And it's just hard to get the team back, like get the player acclimated.
You have to have
team.
A cutoff point at some point, don't you?
Right. Yeah. Get uniforms ordered and stuff. And I mean, we'll not sure the date, but we'll definitely play again in the fall, probably after flag football's over. And
well, I'm happy to see that you've had a pretty good turnout. I'm happy to see the mayor was there and the police and fire and everything. That is exciting to see the community getting behind you and all those sponsor mentions and everyone that you said pitched in, because it does take a lot. Those jerseys aren't cheap, and you got to keep the kids happy and keep them in the safety stuff.
Correct. Yeah, and buying new catcher's gear, those mm-hmm. are $400 a piece, and
well, we're glad that you're there doing what you do. So don't be a stranger, though. You can give us a call anytime here. Hey, next time you have a sign-up.
I got one
sign
more thing
up
here. Hey, yeah. John, can you talk about, real quick, you recognized all last year's All-Star teams and the Mental Attitude winners for the Jeff Emery Mental Attitude Award. Can you explain a little bit about that process? And then you recognized the 12U team, which they won this Town and Country State Championship last year.
Yeah, so the usually the Jeff Emery Award would only go to the top person in the Little League. I kind of wanted to recognize 8U, 10U, and 12U because some of those kids won't play on or whatever, and they're not the best. They could be the best athlete, but they're usually the one that's always there trying as hard as they can and just giving all they have every day and on and off the field. So we wanted to recognize those kids, and those kids would be 8U, Matthew Salee, 10U, Daniel Lewis, and 12U, Chino Valdez Mejia. And then with the state champion, the 12U state champion, they actually also won 10U and 8U together as well. So that team stayed together all those years. And I mean, they keep winning, and I mean, they're split up between Prairie and Frankfort now, I believe. So their future is pretty good.
Which people don't know, town and country baseball. Basically, it's small town baseball. Cities the size of Frankfort or smaller throughout probably northern half the state, from US 40 north all the way up to South Bend. Rossville plays in it. Michigan Town and Clinton Central teams play in it at times. You know, Colfax and Mulberry usually form a Clinton Prairie team and play in it. So it's small school or small town baseball, and Frankfort's done really well in the last few years participating in that, correct?
Yes.
Well, Coach, appreciate your time today, and thanks for the phone call, and good luck this summer.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you having me.
All right.
Thanks for being on, John.
Have a good day.
You too. Thank you very much. John Eason, Frankfort Little League baseball coach.
State Farm agents are one of a kind. They understand insurance and share a genuine concern for others. State Farm agent Susan Casper works very hard every day to help people find the right products for their insurance and financial needs. From homeowners and renters to retirement planning, please call Susan Casper today to talk about which products are best for you. Get to a better state. State Farm.
Here's Dave Ramsey with today's Ramsey Reality Check.
Sometimes it's a misnomer that I'm more associated with getting people out of debt than why I get them out of debt. I want you to get out of debt so that, and you fill in the blank, because you're going to become wealthy, so that you become wealthy, so that you change your family tree, so that you get yourself in a position that your generosity is outrageous, so that.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays 4 to 5 on WILO.
Have you checked out ClintonCountyDailyNews.com lately? If it's been a while, take a few minutes to log on through your computer, tablet, or smartphone. We've recently added new features on our tabs. Now, when you click on the Community tab, click on Fun and Games for cartoons, crossword puzzles, Sudoku, and more. Plus, we've recently added a Spanish translation tab for the Latino community. Log on now for the latest going on in Clinton County at Clinton County Daily News.